Horses have been the fabric that has woven my life together. Hello and welcome. I am Jess Kampman's equine-guided sacred messenger, guided by Equus. Join me as we journey together in the experiential world of horses and the ancient and alchemical pathway for living life connected. Horses hold the key to healing, harmony, and soul restoration. The Horse Wisdom Channel, a podcast for those seeking a deeper and more harmonious soul purpose connection to themselves, the horses, and life. Hello and welcome. I'm Jess Kampman's Guided by Equus, and this is episode 17 of the Horse Wisdom Channel podcast, sharing with you guidance and insights for the month of April 2021. And I am excited to also share that this has been 1 year since I started the Horse Wisdom Channel podcast, and I couldn't be happier with the journey that it's taken me personally on, as well as being able to share with you guys the experiences that my horses have offered to me and through me, to be able to gift, hopefully, a better understanding of what we're all kind of going through in relationship to what the horses have given me as the deeper wisdom of the experiences for us. And so in light of this 1 year anniversary of the Horse Wisdom Channel podcast, and one of the first ones was titled Bridging the World of Horses and Spirituality. And I think that that has almost been one of the episodes that has gotten the most downloads or listens to, which gives me, I want to say, both hope and insight as to why people are even listening to this. Because initially when I started doing this, I just wanted to share what I hoped was an offering of a way to experience through someone else and their horses, for each one of you to be able to connect dots in your own life. And I had no idea where it was going or what it was even going to become. And I remember talking about this idea of feel, timing, and balance. And yet that exists still in what each one of these episodes brings, because it is through that sense of feel and timing that we are able to create balance in the relationship with our horse, in the relationship with ourself, and in the relationship with our life. And if I were to go over and kind of put together the most significant piece of wisdom from each of the first 16 episodes of the Horse Wisdom Channel podcast, I feel it would very much reflect that sense of feel, timing, and balance, and how as we become softer and more responsive, we lighten the load, or we lighten our relationship to something. We become less attached. So whether it's the rein that we're communicating to the horse with, or whether it's the burden we've taken on in this life as a lesson to move through the experience of and gain the wisdom, it's this lightening up of and softening up of our ability to feel and move through the experience. And that all is initiated through timing, and even more so through divine timing. So with that intro, kind of a back step and an intro into this month of April in 2021 and episode number 17, I want to welcome all of you guys here once again, and thank you for listening and joining me here in this space and sharing your experiences with me of what this podcast means for you and to you. Because what I've recognized is that it's my bridge to be able to share this with you guys, and hopefully it's building a bridge or helping you build your own bridge in your life to be able to find that thing that you're moving towards or moving through in a way that is creating more balance, say from one side to the other side of something. And with all of this, I feel like it's our human experience, the physical experience, our reality, and that what we would call spirituality or soul. And the bridge is our connection to it. And the way to bridge it is through field timing and creating that balance between both worlds. So once again, welcome back. Thank you for being here. And I'm excited to share all of the guidance and insights that have kind of been coming and been leading up into what feels like a really regenerative month. And this month is a universal number 9 month. And I myself am a life path 9, meaning that the number 9 and the energetics of it are what are propelling us and compelling us this month, and for me and anyone else who's a 9 life path through this lifetime. And the 9 is all about culmination and endings and the greater picture of all to begin something anew. And it's a very it's a bigger than yourself kind of number that gleans wisdom through the experience to share it. And so this month we're coming to what could feel like an ending, or potentially the ending that has been coming up through this year of 2021 that you've maybe already recognized, and now you're sitting in that moment on the precipice of the next thing, but without the ability to take the step. And this month feels like this integration space of being able to understand all of these pieces, which is the gaining of the wisdom, and then be able to, once we kind of are able to roll forward, to take that step and bring that new thing into being through ourselves. The horse that is supporting the wisdom of this month is Fancy, and her soul wisdom is to inquire. And what I had written down was actually Fancy and baby, ? And then in brackets, two horses connected, and one of them was Fancy. And at the time that I did these channeled insights, I didn't know that Fancy was bred. And I figured that out about a month and a half ago. And Fancy is now bagged up and almost ready to start waxing. And so her baby is due to arrive, I would definitely say, within the next week. So I'm very excited to share that with you guys in the May podcast as to what arrived for Fancy, what was brought into this new space. And what also has been coming up for me this month is really a reflection of a lot of physical issues that I thought I had worked through, cleared up, call it whatever you want. And interestingly enough, since I hurt my knee in early February, my knee itself has healed tremendously. I'm ecstatic as to what I can do with my knee and where that has come to. And it opened a door into all of these other pain points in my body that I was still holding on to: old stories, old beliefs, old hurts, old wounds, trapped emotions, all of these things that I can't take forward. And Fancy has been really an instrumental horse. She's been with me now, will be 7 years, and this will be the 4th foal that she's gifted the Guided by Equus herd with. And the relationship between myself and Fancy has always been a very, I'll use the word, strategic one, because when she first arrived, I took her halter off and I let her out in the pasture. And when I went to catch her the next day, she lunged at me and grabbed my shoulder and basically told me, "You'll have to do this a different way." And I wasn't smart enough back then, so I tried one more time, and she pinned her ears and came back at me again, and I blocked her and then realized, I don't know what I've gotten myself into, but I need to respect this mare and the boundary that she's telling me to stay beyond. And that boundary was a very big one that she created for herself. And to kind of make a long story, a 7-year story short, in these last 7 years, I've given her a lot of space and I've respected her boundaries. And there's this sense of protection that I vowed to her that I would honor to never violate her ability to protect herself. So what that meant for me was that I always had to invite and ask her, because I vowed to her that I would never violate or manipulate or not even challenge her, but I guess even at that, challenge her ability to keep herself safe, which meant I didn't want to have to put her into protective mode, because then that was negating this sense of building trust in myself with her. And so where we are now is that I wait for her to invite me into her space. And that's actually started to happen more and more, interestingly enough, as I've witnessed and really gone deeper into these wounds that I thought I'd healed, but were still hidden in those deep, dark places inside of myself that might always be there. And every time that there's kind of a that the universe necessitates us to look within and recognize what we're still holding inside of us, it is still another level of these different wounds. I am really happy to say that a lot and many of my pain points that I was experiencing in my shoulders, my neck, my head, my lower back, my mid back, my hips, my feet, really by doing what I've been doing for my clients and what I thought I was doing for my horses in holding space and intuitively listening and acknowledging what it was that was arising to be seen and heard and witnessed. As I began to do that for myself, all of these stories were finally allowed to kind of bubble to the surface, and everything that I was holding on to as my story began to change. I was actually able to start to see it in a bigger picture way, like why my soul needed all of these animal deaths in my life, all of these painful, like physically painful experiences, emotional experiences, sense of feeling isolated and abandoned and rejected, and not wanting to show people the level of feeling that was part of who I was. So all of those things got really, really hidden deep, deep away. And no wonder that I was walking around with so many pain points. But what we often override for ourselves is that thing that is our gift to others. And so as I began to recognize my intuitive abilities a couple of years ago, that opened the door. But this last year really has been a going back in to do this work for self. Because where we're all at right now in this timeline of what we call 2021 is highlighting a certain part of our experience of self that we're needing to end and transition into a new experience of. And so whatever that is for you, you can find that through your astrological natal chart, or you can just really tune into what your whole entire last year's experience has been since probably about March 2020 and recognize what was really challenging you and what was frustrating you and where you were, I don't want to use the word forced to look at, but what you were kind of being nudged to confront, let's say. And for me too, it was this idea of my relationship with my horses in a way that really brought to light that they are here for more than we really often recognize or realize. And what I even thought I knew has been taken to a whole nother level in relationship to their soul incarnating as a teacher of a very specific wisdom. And yet that teaching, that ability to be this teacher of this very specific wisdom can actually be channeled and offered to and through numerous ways and numerous people. It's not just meant for one person. It's meant for many, through many experiences, for many different people, some in particular, some more general. But it, to me, is just fascinating. And if you're interested in exploring this more with me in my own Guided by Equus herd, where I am willing to share all of the experiences, the ones that I'm or I have been ashamed of, which are the ones that actually really helped me grow the most, and the ones that have challenged me the most, and the ones that have been such blessings in ways that I couldn't have ever thought would be possible. I'm sharing a group guidance session is what I'm calling it. It's called Answering the Call, and it's kind of a follow-up to the Healing with Horse telesummit talk that I did this spring. And it will be held live on April 17th, and you can find more information on my website. That's at jesscampmans.com. You can register for it and join me live. And if you're listening to this podcast after April 17th, you're welcome to come and find the recording of it and use it and listen to it and reflect on it and then share your experience with me too. And if you have any questions or concerns or experiences that you wish to share after listening to the recording, I definitely invite you to bring those, because when we all come together and bring those experiences, especially those ones that we want to keep secret, I guess, or we don't know how to share them, I'm sure that there's more, well, I'm hoping anyways, that there's more than just myself that has been part of something that really deeply affected you. And maybe that affected you in a really kind of dark and horrific way. And maybe it affected you in a life-changing way that you saw and witnessed something that you never thought was possible. But each one of these exists for a purpose. It's helping us recognize and realize something inside of ourselves that without that experience with that horse or with that animal, we might have never found this deeper truth that's available by going back into that experience. And what I realize in this month too with Fancy is that I was kind of terrified of stepping into this space with her, because it meant that I would have to come to a deeper appreciation as to why she was in such protection of herself, which meant that I had to look inside myself and see what it was that I was unwilling to face or unwilling to let go of, because there would be no need for her to protect herself from me if I wasn't creating that reflection for her to need to do that. And so it's my hope that through these podcasts, I want to share the experiences that have helped me get to the understandings that I've come to for myself in my experiences, and that hopefully they will maybe open a door or help you connect a dot in your life that you might be able to see something or recognize something that will help you make more sense of a relationship that you have had or have currently or are wishing for. Because the one last March that I was wishing for was not really where my soul kind of needed me to go. And that was pretty frustrating and hard to accept and challenging to my ego, who was still really attached to this idea that I was this horse trainer person, I guess is the best way to say it. And through many different experiences of basically getting told to get to the back of the line or landing on my face on the ground and having a giant wound on my cheek that everyone had to see, being stepped on, the list could go on, but I took some hard knocks last year that obviously I needed to be able to open up and realize that that's not where my soul needs me to move into the realm of. It's actually over here in this space of relationship on a felt sense, intuitive level. And that's why I continue to use the word invite, because anything that becomes, that has to be taken to the next level after the invitation feels to me like it is a need fulfilled from my own sense of self. And so if I remain in that energy of inviting the horse and waiting for the horse to invite me, then I can trust myself that I'm not going to fall back into my old ways of needing something from the horse. Because like Fancy shared with me a month or so ago, that I don't have to prove myself to her, or I don't need to find that thing in her that I've been looking for, because when I find it within me, she will simply reflect it back to me. And now that was easy to share with someone who I was standing on the other side with while witnessing them. But when it's your own thing that you have to dive deep into that experience of, because it's unconscious within you, and find the pathway to what it is and why you've placed it deep, deep down inside of you, whether there's a fear there, well, often there's a fear there, or whether you're hiding it because of a different reason, to be able to access it and bring it to light and see it really for what it is, that's life-changing. And so with this podcast and with all of these experiences, I hope that you gain some nuggets of wisdom that will hopefully change one or more relationships in your life, whether it's with yourself. Well, if it's with yourself, it is with everything else in your life. And that's the biggest thing that I think I continue to come back to, is that all of my horses have been here for me to be able to experience a different aspect of myself. Because there's a lot of aspects that needed healing within me. And all of these different horse personalities and horse souls showed up to help me be able to see these different things at the right time and feel them for what they really were, which actually helped me find the balance of being able to understand why that was part of my earlier experience in life or a past life, and then kind of what to do with it now. Because when it becomes conscious within us, then we get to make a choice. And that is the essence of empowerment, is when we realize what it is that we're holding and we get to choose what we want to do with it. So with all of that, I thought that there's another piece. Oh, yes. The soul wisdom of this month. So the wisdom that this month is activating within us is to exonerate. And I had written down to exonerate a link in the chain. And I thought that was really interesting, because I think I was kind of reminded of, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And fascinatingly to me is The word exonerate means to release someone from or free from a burden. And so that thing that was the weakest link in the chain, when you release the burden from that weakest link, all of a sudden that link becomes the strongest link in the chain. And exonerate, meaning to release someone from something, is releasing ourself, releasing what it was that we were, releasing that story, that old paradigm, that thing that we thought was our weakness, and releasing ourselves from that, what was weakening us in the relationship to that piece, and freeing ourselves from the burden of it, which transforms it into becoming the strongest link, or one a strength in the links in the chain. So this month, just taking a breath with all of that, I invite you to both reflect on these last few months that have been leading up into the month of April, and what it is that's kind of arising in your life as that releasing of what was maybe considered a weakness, and finding a deeper truth in that. And it takes courage and it takes commitment. And then paradox, I guess, of that is then it becomes a choice as to how you hold that thing that you have released yourself from. Because when you get to hold it in the space of your hands, in the space of your heart, it actually becomes the original wound becomes this thing that is actually one of the most beautiful gifts you might ever get to witness yourself through. And it's sitting there, here, wherever, waiting for each one of us to recognize it and to hold it, in a way that we're bringing it through in a new way. Because as we do that, we become more empowered, and we become conscious, and then we walk in a way that we hold ourselves like the horses, with this pride and this dignity that comes from nothing other than knowing yourself at a deeper level, and this truth of who you are and what you're capable of. And this exists for each one of us. And if you need support or help with that, please reach out, because that's what I've realized is the thing that I love most, is finding this for each person and each animal. And our animals are here to share this space with us and help us reach this thing. And sometimes it's through very traumatic experiences, and sometimes it's through challenges, and sometimes it's through epiphanies. And for each one of us, the pathway to this, whether it's a trauma or a challenge or an epiphany, is not putting you in a certain way of that's the only way that you can witness yourself. It's that each one of our souls needs something different in order to grow and recognize who we really are with any one of these givens. So I hope that shed some light on something that has maybe kind of arisen for you. And again, if you're feeling called, please go to my website and check out that Answering the Call group guidance with the Guided by Equus Herd on April 17th to either join us live or receive the recording of it. And if you are enjoying this podcast, I would love to hear your comments and your feedback, and would love if you would rate it or review it on wherever you're listening to it. And once again, thank you just for joining me here in this space. And it means so much to me to be able to see how many people are actually listening to this and getting something out of it. Because when you realize you're not walking through this alone, that other people are having these experiences and what I share maybe helps someone else, that actually helps to lighten the load, I guess, in a way, in a sense. So much love for myself and the horses. And I look forward to the May podcast and sharing hopefully what is another addition to the Guided by Equus herd, and who knows what else. So for now, take care, and we will see you next month.